time for another piano puzzler with our maestro of musical misdirection, composer Bruce Adolph. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have a caller on the line who lives in Pine Mountain Valley, Georgia. Marilyn Wallace is with us. Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
Great to have you here. And Marilyn, what's your musical background?
Oh, I just studied voice when I was young, and I was had the lead in the musical All Thee I Sing, Baby. And after that, I worked for several years, and now as a hobby, I sing and do cantoring in my church.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. So music's a big part of your life, it sounds like.
It's very important to me.
Well, Marilyn, you're about to play our piano puzzler with Bruce Adolph, where Bruce takes a familiar melody and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. That familiar melody could be a folk song or a pop song or a children's song or even a famous tune from the world of classical music. And then your job is to name that familiar tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Marilyn, all set for your piano puzzler?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Marilyn, what do you think?
It reminds me of harpsichord-type music.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe Haydn.
Well, I like the harpsichord music idea better than Haydn. Although there is something Haydn in the piece, but it's not Haydn.
It's Bach.
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking
of. I wanted
of.
To say Bach, but it didn't sound churchy enough for Bach.
So Marilyn, exactly right. Johann Sebastian Bach, the composer whose style Bruce was imitating there. And Bruce, what was it about that was in the style of Bach?
Well, you know, it had the kind of writing in the meter of 12-8, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3, 3, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, which calls to mind some pieces of his, including Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. In fact, the upper line was full of little quotes and parodies of that famous piece, Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. So there was something a little churchy in there, actually.
But what about the tune? Now, Marilyn, you got the composer. We still haven't figured out what tune Bruce hit in there.
Uh-huh.
Can we hear a little bit of that again, Bruce?
Yeah, so you have to think of the tune probably sped up a little bit because it's very slow.
Thank you.
You got it?
I just can't get it. I'm sorry.
I am picturing Gene Kelly with an umbrella in his hand.
Not Singing in the Rain.
No, Singing in the Rain.
Bruce, play that left hand part again.
This is the left hand alone for a moment.
Goodness. My goodness.
Now listen again. When they come together, it's just a matter of being distracted. It goes all the way through like that. In fact, the entire song is there. I didn't skip anything.
So, Marilyn, are you happy again?
I'm happy. I'm very sorry I couldn't get that. It's one of... Oh, that's one of my favorite old black and white movies.
Oh, you got it.
It was lovely.
Well, thanks. Marilyn Wallace from Pine Mountain Valley, Georgia. Wonderful job with this week's Piano Puzzler. Marilyn, what's your public radio station?
Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Marilyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.